You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. There continue to be all sorts of gun-related incidents and threats at local schools since the February 14th deaths of 17 students and teachers at a Florida school. The Berlin Central School District in Rensselaer County sheltered in place for 20 minutes February 27th because of a threat, their second since the Florida shooting. In Greene County, a ninth grade boy at Caro Durham High School was taken into custody in connection with an alleged shooting threat that sent the school into a 30-minute lockdown on February 27th. On February 26th in Saratoga County, the sheriff's office there arrested a teen after school administrators reported a possible threat at Corinth High School. In Columbia County last week, Sheriff David Bartlett announced no charges after an investigation of a video with disturbing images that contained the Ichabod Crane school logo was found online shortly after the Florida school shooting. At the same time, students at two Western Massachusetts high schools walked out February 27th to protest the gun violence. Quote, "It is our job to get an education, and we should be able to feel safe while doing so," end quote, said Camilla Ketty Hall, an admin for a Facebook page on the walkout. Students at Catskill High, Chatham High, and Saugerties High, among others in the Hudson Valley, are planning similar protests in conjunction with the National School Walkout at 10 a.m. March 14th. Saugerties School District trustees have planned a March 6th meeting to talk about community concerns about safety in schools. The New York Daily News reports that Democratic lawmakers in the New York State Senate are trying to force a vote on gun control legislation. Democrats, though in the majority, do not control the chamber because a handful of Democrats vote with Republicans. So their efforts to ban bump stocks, strengthen background checks, and stop mentally ill people considered a danger to themselves or others from access to firearms may not get far. Other bills they want to vote on include making it a crime to improperly store firearms in the home and allow relatives of people killed by guns to sue the manufacturers. Quote, "Guns are weapons of mass destruction, and we've got to start treating them like weapons of mass destruction," end quote, said Assemblyman Tom Abinanti, a Democrat from Westchester County. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, has no plans to return donations to his campaign from the National Rifle Association, calling calls for that action, quote, "a political smear," end quote. Instead, Faso wants Congress to investigate why the FBI failed to act on a tip about the Florida school shooter. Interviewed on C-SPAN's Washington Journal show, Faso said he supports tightening background checks for gun buyers, increasing the age to purchase a semi-automatic rifle, and outlawing bump stocks, devices that turn semi-automatic rifles into automatic weapons. Faso opposes federal efforts to give teachers guns because, quote, "you need intense training in order to carry a firearm in a very difficult situation, like you might confront in a school shooting," end quote. But he said each state could decide to give teachers guns. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that retired state police investigator Juan Figueroa of Plattekill announced he is running for the Democratic Party nomination for Ulster County Sheriff February 27th. Figueroa will challenge incumbent Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum in the Democratic primary in June. Figueroa cited his need to continue, quote, "a lifelong commitment to serve and a promise to use the office to represent all residents, regardless of political affiliation or background," end quote, in his decision to challenge the incumbent Democrat. Figueroa has served 22 years in the U.S. Marine Corps and 25 years in the state police. Quote, "I patrolled the roads of Ulster County and worked in the Bureau of Criminal Investigation," he said. Quote, "I have successfully taken down drug cartels, worked to stop corruptions, and fought to keep us safe abroad," end quote. Van Blarkum has been criticized for a slow investigation of a racist Facebook post from a corrections officer at the Ulster County Jail. The Reverend Frank Elagna of Holy Cross Santa Cruz Episcopal Church, the Reverend Jim Childs of Point of Praise Church, and the Reverend G. Modell Clark of New Progressive Baptist Church also wrote a letter to the editor of the Daily Freeman recently claiming there was racism in his office under his leadership. Read the full story in Mid-Hudson News. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.